Then you left New Jersey and moved to Georgia. Then what did you notice any differences in that?
Well, Georgia was about like it was here.
Right.
About the same. It was a lot of log hauling, you know, and sawmills. And that's what my husband done, you know, was haul poles. And then when they run out of poles to haul, his boss came back to Alabama, and this guy that knew him in Georgia wanted him to stay on and help there at the mill. So that's what he done. We stayed on up there for I think a year after that, and then we came back.
And what part of Georgia did you live in?
Eatonton. It was not too far from Macon, which was south.
Yeah.
Kind of southeast of Georgia too.
That's true.
And
it was a small town.
Oh yeah, small town. Where Uncle Remus was made famous, Eatonton. You've heard of Uncle Raymond.
Yeah.
But that's where he was made famous.
Right.
In that little town. Uh-huh. And it was real nice, the things that you learned about that, you know.
Right.
There in that little town.
Right. And the people there were about the same as the people in Alabama.
Right.
And you had one child when you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old were your other two by this time?
Oh, well, there were three. Okay. I had one, you know, in New Jersey. Okay, there were three. Oh, my goodness. The two oldest was going to school, but now the third one hadn't started.
Okay.
When we moved to Georgia, but then he started before we left Georgia.
Okay.
So
by the time you moved back to Alabama, you had four kids?
Three.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then we moved to Georgia, and I had one. And then I moved back to Selma, and had one more.
Right, okay. So, by this one, I mean, by the time you moved back to Selma, you had four kids.
Right, yeah, right, okay. Sure.
Okay. But yeah. Then you came back to Selma, and he got a job at Mill
Lumber Company.
And then you went to work at the sewing factory.
Mm-hmm, right.
And who kept your children?
A colored lady down in the country.
And her name?
Annie Watts. And she was just as sweet as she could be. And she's still living.
Oh.
Here in Selma somewhere. I got to get in touch with her.
Oh.
So, but she kept them while I was down there. When we lived out in the country. And then we moved up in the cigar village. And then I had to get first one and another around Selma, you know, to tend to, which I had a number of, you know, because then you just couldn't get nobody you could depend on if you was going to work. It was hard to find. And then I got Annie McCampbell from Oregon. I don't even remember how we got in touch with her, but anyway, she come from Oregon up there and worked and kept the babies until they all got kind of big. And then they started keeping us up, you know, when I got
older
enough. And I was still working. Because you had to work. Both of us had to work if you wanted to make a living.
Right.
So, especially sending all the youngs to school, buying clothes and feeding them. That was the problem, feeding them.
Four boys, I can imagine.
Yeah. And blue jeans.
And describe Selma. What was it like then? I mean,
right after we came here, I think it's when the big mess was across the bridge.
This was 1960.
I can't even remember what year it was, but
it
was around that time, you know.
Right.
And because when we moved back here, we moved out in the country, which we wasn't in town. But then when we got up to town, that's when that, you know, started happening. But, you know, we never got involved in none of that crap.
Right.
We all here to make a living.
Right, exactly.
And but other than that, you know, it's just like it was, you know,
right, exactly.
As far as I'm concerned.
And who was the governor at this time? I mean, not the governor, but the mayor of Selma at this time.
Michael, Jim, I can't even remember his name. I want to say Baker, but I don't know if that's it or not.
Okay. But you do know that it was, the governor at this time was white.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What about the economic things that were going on in Selma? Was it a lot of places to work?
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of places. And the sewing factories, you know, they were, you know, just going full blast.
Right.
It was really...
What about for women, the economic opportunities for women?
Well, the sewing factories, and it was, it was UNW and Coastal, and they had this one out on Bell Road, I think, later on. Not right then, but they built it later on, which James Ootsie and Jimmy Wallace on UNW when I first went to work there. And then Jimmy Wallace, he pulled out and went down to Pensacola somewhere in Florida and started his business down there. I don't know, just hearsay, I heard he was in business. I don't know what he was doing or what he's still doing.
Right.
But James, he stayed on here. And then they built this one on Bell Road. And, of course, we all the operators had to help train to get that one going, you know, over there on Bell Road. And then they built Selma Industries out, the industrial park out there. That's where they put Selma Industries and started another sewing factory. And so it was a lot of sewing factories going on here.
Right.
At four at that time. And then when Craigfield closed, you know, and then things just started going down. And it just looked like it's still going down. I wish it would come back and have more jobs here for people, but I don't know how.
So then you moved from Selma. Where'd you move then? When you moved from Selma, where'd you go?
Back
to
Auburn.
To Auburn.
And you got the store.
And what made you decide to invest in the business?
Well, we just got tired of working for the other fella.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's aunt owned that store down there.
Right.
Well, it wasn't his aunt, but they all called her aunt. And so when she got to where...
Was she your aunt?
Anyway, she got what she wasn't able to work. Well, J.C., her son, and his wife was trying to keep the store going, and it was hard on him because he had that disease that crippled him, that Guillain-Barré. It's a rare disease that he had. And he was crippled, and his wife, you know, she just got tired of doing it. So we went down there and talked to her. And talked to Aunt Lisa, and she told him that he would have to talk to J.C. And when we went and talked to J.C., well, he said that it wasn't his store, we'd have to talk to his mama. So anyway, it went backwards and forwards, you know, but anyway, they didn't decide to sell it until after she died. And after she died, well, J.C. came up here and talked to us to see if we wanted to still buy it.
So,
we told him, yeah, and we went down there. Of course, I had to go down there and check it out first because I didn't believe it was enough to take care of us. You know, we still had kids at home
right.
had to put through school. And so I went down there and I watched for about a month. And then I seen where, you know, I thought, well, it was gonna make it. So that's when we went on and decided to buy it. And just go in and spend everything we had trying to get it, pay the closing costs and have money to stock it, you know. And when we went down there, we had to make it go.
Right.
And my husband, he stayed on work at the lumber company. And so I got in there and went to work and got it to going. And that's when Geraldine, well, Lonnie was already there, and Geraldine. But Geraldine and Lonnie was the reason my business was so good. The biggest part of it.
Right.
But got down there and got it going good, and we added beer, and then finally added the package store. Just got it going good, and I'd still be there if it wasn't for him being sick.
Right. And when you moved to Orville, what was the geographic like there? I mean, the difference between Selma and Orville.
Well, that was our trade was the black.
Right.
You
exactly.
know, I mean, that was our business.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the white coming down, you know, sometime, but most of them had already been trading uptown, and that's where they stayed, even when J.C. and them was there. And I think their main business was the black, too.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't have a problem with that. That I treated them like I wanted to be treated myself, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.